Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the question is, who do you go get, you know, to, and certainly we're going to have multiple changes in the bullpen. The question is, who do you target now? I mean, they say they've got money. They say they're willing to spend the money. The question is, who do you target? Let's say Nick Markakis is gone, which I think he is. At this point, I see Ronald Acuña moving to right field.
You said that before. I heard you say that before.
And so that opens up left field. Would they dare make a run at Bryce Harper?
You know, I was reading a story, and they said the last free agent that they signed to that caliber was in 92, and that was Greg Maddux. That was the story from one of the bloggers that I was reading from, saying that Greg Maddux was the big hot, was the big gun that they got. It's possible, but I look at it like this, John. What kind of dynamic does Bryce Harper bring to the locker room if he is the big name free agent that you signed? Because it's obvious that there were some issues in that Washington Nationals locker room that really we didn't really get the finger on the pulse of it. And I'm wondering if Bryce Harper was the guy that was kind of like the center of all of that.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. That's a good call.
And,
right?
And you're talking about the chemistry of a young team, and you bring in a player of that caliber. How much would that disrupt, or how would your leadership that you already have, like guys in, like Freddie Freeman, how would they handle having a guy like Bryce Harper in the locker room? You know, and I know some people are probably out there yelling and screaming right now, well, it'll be a great fit. You just never know, because Bryce Harper is a very outspoken player, very, very outspoken individual. And he doesn't shy away from confrontation, from what I can gather from him. So I don't know how that locker room dynamic would work with this young Braves, ball club.
Well, we know that there's no salary cap in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, having said that, there is a self-imposed salary cap if you're the Braves. I mean, you don't want to spend too much money. And somebody's probably going to grossly overpay. Look, let me just say this right up front. I would be shocked sitting here in our seat, Hugh Douglas, if Bryce Harper, I mean shocked if he's a member of the Atlanta Braves. Because I don't think there's 1% chance he's going to be here. I just don't. I don't think the Braves are going to pony up the money. I think somebody's going to grossly overpay for him. Here's a guy who hit 34 home runs, drove in 100, but only hit 249 this year, struck out 130 times. There were talk a couple of years ago about Bryce Harper being a $400 million player, a $500 million player. I mean, just stupid money.
Yeah, he's still going to get paid, though.
He's still going to get paid. He's not going to get that kind of cash. But he could get a, you know, 10-year, $200 million deal.
It's going to be between him and Manny Machado.
I think Machado probably gets more.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, that's what I was about to say, who gets the more money, gets the most money.
Because the Yankees want Machado, and they have made no bones about that.
Yeah.
And so the Yankees will overpay for Manny Machado. But I could see 10 years, $250 million, or 10 years, $250 million for Bryce Harper. Do you want to invest that kind of money into Bryce? I mean, if Bryce Harper comes in at 10 years, $250 million, you're locked into a contract, Hugh, that what do you have to pay Freddie Freeman? What are you eventually going to have to pay Ronald Acuña? How does that make it so that you can go out and get another starter, that you can go out and get a closer, or you can go out and get guys in the bullpen? It just hamstrings you from a perspective of, you know, again, it's self-imposed, but you can't just spend $1 billion.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking the Braves are thinking. I think that they feel that they have a nice little nucleus of young players. I don't think that they're going to go out. They're going to get some good guys. I don't think they're going to go out and get the top name free agent. That hasn't kind of been the way. I don't think that Bryce Harper would be a nice piece. There's no question about that. And I think that he would put butts in the stands. But I think that presently the way that this team is constructed, that I don't really think you need a guy like a Bryce Harper. I don't think you need that. And to your point, I could see them working out a 2-year deal with like a guy like Nick Markakis if he wants to stay here. And just work on your pitching staff. I think the biggest problem with this team last year, especially down the stretch, I think that they played well as a cohesive unit. I think it was the pitching. The pitching was the biggest question that you had with the Atlanta Braves last year.
Right, and there's just not a whole lot in the free agent market that I could see that you would want. Like, for example, I'll give you another outfielder, for example. Would you want Jason Hayward back here? Honestly, would you? I wouldn't. I mean, no. The answer is no. I mean, love Jason for what he was, but Jason Hayward never became the player that everybody thought he was going to be, and there's no reason to believe he would. You know, I mean, he's a great defensive player, but, you know, offensively, he's a liability, a flat-out liability. And so, no. And all right, so, you know, looking around, like, third base, we know that Johan Camargo's there. And
yeah, he played well, and he got better as the season went along.
And I have no problem with starting the season with Johan Camargo and seeing if Austin Riley can be that guy at third base and letting those two compete for third base. Dansby will be at short. Ozzie's going to be at second. Freddie's going to be at first. Ronald Acuna, as far as I'm concerned, is going to move to right field. I think that they, you know, I can see what you're saying about Markakis. I think they've moved on from Nick Markakis. I think they want another big right-handed bat. You know, not that Bryce Harper's that, but I think they would love to have a right-handed bat in left field of some kind. Maybe it's not free agency that they're looking at. Maybe it's a trade. You know, maybe that it's a trade that they can work out for somebody. But what do you trade? I mean, you know, you're willing to give up an asset. As far as, you know, when you talk about untradeables on this team, nobody's untradeable. But really,
it's a few guys on this squad that you would sorely miss.
Yeah, like I could think of three.
Yeah, that you would sorely miss.
I'm not going to say that position players, that Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, and Ronald Acuna are untouchable, but they're pretty much untouchable.
And I will say this too: I think that there is a way that they want to build this team. I don't think that, as far as free agents are concerned, I don't think that they feel that they're that close, so they'll go out and make a big splash for a guy like Bryce Harper. I don't think that they're going to do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.